Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you want to be a successful trader, you have to master both sides of the coin. That is going to be the analytical side, and that is going to be the psychological side. In today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, I'm going to give you some tips and some tactics on how you can do both. Now, before we hop in, do me a favor. Love the kind words that are coming in. Keep them coming. Build and boost my ego, which is much needed at some times. But if you haven't done so already, please take a second to rate, review, like, subscribe, whatever you have to do to support this podcast. It is a massive help. The show is growing and growing and growing. We're reaching more traders. We're getting more awesome topics to discuss like today's. And the more people we reach, the more people we teach. And that is the goal. So thank you in advance. It only takes a second, so make sure you get it done. Now, today's episode, the topic for today's episode comes from a few different conversations I was having, two separate ones. One with a trader who is massively struggling with the psychological side, meaning that it seems like he has a good strategy, but he says he keeps making mistakes, he keeps sabotaging himself, and every time he thinks he's kind of turned a new corner, he goes right back into those devilish ways. Another one was a trader who was having trouble with technical analysis, and that's going to be the side that we start on. So I think it's important to understand that technical analysis is a skill, and it's not like a trick. It's not something you just discover and it works. It is something you have to work on. It's no different than, you know, dribbling a basketball, than dribbling a soccer ball, you know, hitting or pitching a baseball, right? The more time you invest, the more purposeful time you invest in the skill, the better you will become. Now, the problem that I tend to notice in educating traders is that people just don't want to spend time. I guess I shouldn't say this in trading, but just in general life, this instant gratification phase that we're going in thanks to the beauty of technology, right? Technology is glorious because we have everything in front of us right away. I can go to Google and answer any question I want, or get the answer for any question I want. But we also become not dependent on it, but it becomes an expectation now. Now I expect to have a problem and then boom, type in a few words and get a solution. And that's just not the case in trading, right? In building a skill, and specifically the skill of technical analysis, it is going to take time. You have to learn a skill. You have to understand a skill. You have to practice the skill. You got to go through this weird area where you're making kind of mistakes before you finally master the skill. And that can take months to years. And the two problems are, one, people don't want to invest that much time, and two, people just, they don't see the point. They think there is a shortcut answer out there. They can go straight to the strategy and that's it. But trust me when I say this, and I'm someone that's gone through the process of kind of shortcutting, looking for the strategy, and then kind of going backwards because I was forced to and learning the right way. If you truly understand the skill of technical analysis, if you become a quality chartist, it is going to make it that much easier, one, to find a successful strategy, or two, to build a successful strategy, because every strategy is based off of that technical foundation. Now, it's not as easy as just like reading it. It's not as easy as just hearing it. And this reminds me of kind of the, I don't know the actual name for it, I always call it the retention pyramid, where if you think about what it takes or how much information we retain based on what we do, and I hope I have these numbers correct. It's been a long time since I brought it up, but if you just hear something, right? So if you are listening to this podcast and I'm talking to you about technical analysis and blah, 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 you're probably only going to retain about 5% of what you hear. If you're reading it in a book, and a lot of traders think reading a book, I'll just read this technical book and then I'll be good to go right away in the market, I can trade it. False. You're only going to retain about 10% of what you read. If you're listening to a presentation, so for those of you who came to the Trading by Numbers workshop that we did, what, about a month or so ago, right? We broke down how to read a price chart. But unfortunately, you're probably only going to retain about 20% of that. And then it goes on and on. I think demonstration is 30. I think like a group discussion, so being involved, is about 50. You really don't start retaining the bulk of the information, so getting over that halfway point, until you practically apply it or teach others. And practically apply is practice. This is right away taking the information that you learned, going onto a chart or taking out a piece of paper and drawing it by hand, whatever fits your fancy, and practicing it. And the thing is, you have to do it right away before it's gone, right? Remember what I said about, let's say, audiovisual presentation, where you're watching one of my YouTube channels and I'm teaching you some cool stuff, right? Remember, you're only gonna retain 20% of that. So if you just watch and then you go on to the next YouTube channel, 20%, 20%, 20%. So what you need to do is you need to watch that YouTube video or that presentation, workshop, whatever you're in, and then right away practically apply it, right? Pick one thing out, pick one skill out, go onto a chart and practice and practice and practice. And I'm not just talking about practicing it once, practice it for days, practice it for weeks, practice it, we always tell this to our traders, practice it until you feel comfortable with it. You don't have to master it, right? Mastery comes with experience, but practice it until you become comfortable with it. And then once you do, add that next thing to it. Now here's the deal, you always wanna go back and touch on the basics. So if, for example, if you're just learning the ebbs and flows of price action, how to identify the trend, and you listen to a cool workshop that I did on it, and now you're practicing and practicing and practicing it, and you feel comfortable, and now you're ready to move on to double tops and double bottoms. Don't all of a sudden stop with the ebbs and flows. Still spend, if you're doing a 15-minute practice session, spend a third of that, spend 5 minutes on reviewing the old stuff, so drawing out those lines, and then spend the next 10 minutes on the next task, and always keep building on that. That way you stay fresh. There's a reason why you see professional athletes, right? I used to do this in basketball, where I would always start shooting from close up, right? Even after I became a good shooter and I can nail it from three, right? I was pretty good back in my day. Handles were iffy, suspect, and I didn't grow tall enough to outgrow the point guard role, so that was the end of my basketball career. But the point is, even though I was a good shooter, I would start my shooting drills always right underneath the basket with a layup. And then I would take two steps back and a close shot. Now I would take two steps back. So I'm always refreshing the easy stuff, or the stuff that is now easy, and then building into the hard stuff. And I think that's a great tactic to do in your trading. So, you know, technical analysis takes time. It also takes a lot of experience as well. So, you know, you're gonna understand things a year from now much more than you would a month from now. So understand that it takes time, and you're just continuing to kind of slow burn, I guess, instead of burning out. And that's how you get better on the technical side. But there are no quick tips. There are no quick tricks, right? You can't watch a YouTube video and get it. You can't read a book. I got a million books behind me, right? None of them have taught me anything that I can use right away in the market that actually made money, right? They're beneficial, but they're not a quick fix solution. The only quick fix solution is putting in the work. Before we move on to the psychology side, here's a good example. We're approaching championship season for the athletics team that I coach, right? And there's this girl who's performing extremely well. And she was someone that was never gonna be a qualifier, never gonna be a scorer, just like a good girl, but wasn't the greatest, didn't put up the greatest performances. And she's had a breakout season this year. I think it started off March, started having these breakout times, and like she's running crazy out of her mind. And I go up to her, I'm like, hey, what type of drug are you taking? Because I want some of that too, so I could be better. And she's like, and I'm like, seriously, what did you do that was better? She's like, well, I did all the summer training. Now keep in mind, again, we're talking March. So summer training was almost April, May, June. Summer training was pretty much 9 months ago. But the fact was, the work that she put in 9 months ago, she didn't see that result right away, right? She was still running average during our fall season. But eventually, that led her to the performances that she's doing now. And it's a great example of how, again, it's not going to, putting money in the bank and growing interest, that's what we call it. It's not going to work instantly, but if you do it, it will pay off at some point later. And when it does pay off, it pops in a really big way. So the same thing is for your trading, right? Work on the skill now, intentionally, deliberately, work on the skill now. Don't expect the payoff in the next month or so, but when you revisit it 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, 12 months down the road, don't be surprised that you turned in yourself into a monster. Now, the other side of the coin, this one is a bit harder in my opinion. This is psychology. Again, the trader reached out to me saying, hey, Akil, keep sabotaging myself. And then I keep saying I'm not going to do it. And then I keep sabotaging myself again. What is the trick? I actually got asked about this in a podcast the other day as well. What is the trick to deal with trading psychology? And I said, hey, there is no trick. There is no trick, right? It is the same thing as an athlete or telling an athlete, hey, what's the trick to getting better? There is none. There are tactics that you can use. But it honestly starts and ends with a pure will to get better. So you have to tell yourself, you have to literally look yourself in the mirror. You can write it down, affirmation style, Tony Robbins style, whatever trick you want to use. But all those tricks are pointless if you don't actually commit to doing it. And that's the problem. Most traders, they'll read The Disciplined Trader. They'll read Trading in the Zone. They'll read some Tony Robbins empowerment stuff, right? And they'll get all fired up, like, oh yeah, I read this stuff. Now I'm gonna be a psychological beast, right? But then they don't actually follow through with anything, right? They go into the market and they start doing the same thing. You can't just read it, just like the technical discussion. You can't just read it. You can't just say you're gonna do something. You have to take action. You have to tell yourself that you wanna be good. I'm having this conversation with my kids right now where my kid just had his soccer tryout and he wanted to make the top team and he didn't. And he was a little bit sad. And I said, well, look, here's what you got to do. And like last year you said, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. But you did it for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? And then you kind of did it. You did enough, but you didn't do all of it. If you want to be good, you've got to dedicate yourself. You've got to get in a routine. You've got to get in a schedule. You've got to say, Dad, we're going to go to the park every day. I'm going to get 50 touches with my right. I'm going to get 50 touches with my left. I'm going to take 50 shots with my right. I'm going to take 50 shots with my left, right? I'm going to bang those corners, top bin, right? And we're going to practice, and then see that payoff months later. But the moment I say, hey, you want to go to the park and get your 50s in? And you say, no, you're not as dedicated as I thought. Right? And it sounds harsh. And you know, at his age, I don't really care because he's a kid. And I'm as a coach, I you need to keep it fun. I'm not trying to build a superstar, right? Chances of him going pro are very, 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 very slim. Now, the younger one, ooh, he may have a chance. That kid is he's built different. But the point is, you know, if you want to do something, you have to be intentional with it. And no one can motivate you to do it. You can't look for outside motivation. You have to be internally motivated. And with trading specifically, hey, if this is something that's going to make a massive change in your life, right, you have to go all in. You have to go all in, because if you don't, you're going to be in the same spot you were before. Now, the one thing that I recommended to the trader is this, right? We always preach process over outcome, right? There are four types of trades. There are winning trades, there are losing trades, there are good trades, and there are bad trades. Winning trades are not necessarily good trades. Losing trades are not necessarily bad trades, right? So we want to eliminate the focus, and this is what most traders focus on. We want to eliminate the focus and the connection that winning is good, losing is bad, right? Because you can have a bad trade and win, you can have a good trade and lose, right? The focus needs to be shifted to the other side of the square, which is process over outcome. Am I taking good trades? Good trades being trades that meet 100% of your rules, or am I taking bad trades? And we want to shift that ratio to taking a very high percentage of good trades versus bad trades. Maybe not 100% should be the goal. We are humans. We're going to make mistakes. It happens. But 100% should be the goal. And that needs to be the process. And what you'll find is that when you fully focus on the process, you're going to get a better return as a result. I've told you guys this story many, many times ago where I did some evaluation of myself after a trading year. It was bad. And I did an A-B split test. And I said, okay, here are my actual results. Here are the results if I actually did everything the way I was supposed to do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, the system did work. I would have been profitable. I'm losing because of me, right? And I cried a little bit, listened to some Drake, and everything was good. And then I decided, hey, I'm going to play this game with myself where I'm going to eliminate bad trades. And I'm going to try to do, if I was making 13 bad trades a month, I was going to start off by trying to make 12, right? Reduce whatever that new number was by one until I eventually get to zero. And I did that. I played the game. My mind stopped focusing on the money, which also helped me not worry about making mistakes, because a lot of it is emotional driven, where you're in a drawdown and now you want more money, or you're on a hot streak and you want more money and then you do dumb stuff, right? So because I was fully focused on the process, blinded to everything else, I stopped doing a lot of the dumb stuff. And you know, before you know it, I got a statement from my broker. It was in the positive. I emailed my broker. I said, you sent me the wrong statement, because come here, right? I'm never positive, right? No, you have the wrong, you must be mistaken, sir. There must be another Akil Stokes. The middle initial is L. Are you sure that's the right? You're like, yeah, this is your account number. I looked at it real close. I said, 340, okay. Oh, what? And he said, yes, sir. I hate to tell you, you have made profit this month. I said, what? But it was crazy. I never expected it, because I fully blanked out as far as like how my trading was going results wise and just fully focused on the process. And what I noticed is that when I got to the point where I was only making a few mistakes a month, I was just keeping more money. It wasn't recklessly blowing money, and I was profitable. And that was a game changer for me. So that's a game you can play, right? Grade yourself, right? After your normal journaling, or maybe create a separate journal for it, grade yourself on the trade. You can break it down into different components if you want to be really detailed, your entry, your exit, your analysis, you know, your whatever like that, and give yourself a check or an X, or you know, give yourself a percent of one or a three, like give each one a point. You know, there's many ways to do it. We won't dig into that too much, but gamify it. Put yourself in a game where you are evaluating your performance based on good trades versus bad trades, not versus wins versus losses. And what you'll do is, again, you will separate yourself from profit. You will put yourself in a situation where you're making less emotional mistakes, and then you'll gain confidence that, hey, if I actually follow my system, the one that I worked so hard to find, develop, and backtest and forward test to tell me that it had an edge, if I actually follow my system and stop cutting off my own legs, that I might actually be a good trader. You don't say. I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Hey, if you have any tips on stuff you do to kind of separate, either work on technical analysis and learn, or separate yourself from, the outcome and the process, let me know, right? If you're listening on Spotify, there's a section in the Q&A where you can type it in. If you're watching on YouTube, you can type it in the comment section below, or just hit me up on social media with a DM. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to share it with our Trading Coach Podcast community. And again, before you leave, rate, review, 5 stars if you think I'm worth it. All right, take care.